David Bowie and Leonard Cohen. Where the hell have they gone and where are they going? Terry Wogan, Arnold Palmer, Muhammad Ali. Everybody's leaving the planet except me. Here comes the story of 2016, the shittiest year that I've ever seen. It's really giving me the hump, and I haven't even got around to Trump. He's gonna be the leader of the world. Ender called elections in February, high-fiving and pointing at everything they could see. We got Fine Gael, but Fianna Fáil hold the power. It's like Bobby Ewan in Dallas walked out of the shower. Paul O'Connell retired on top, which was clever. But Ender said that he'd go on forever. No, he wasn't being funny. He's like the Duracell bunny. Yeah, he'll go far playing his air guitar. Voted Brexit and they flipped the lid. Then the very next day they regretted what they did. All of Europe's kicking off this troubling mill. What the whole world needs now is to Netflix and chill. Then to the Euros the Irish team did jet, and Robbie Brady he stuck it in the net. And Eamon Dunphy was a fan of a boy called Houlihan, who he'd have us believe is the greatest player in the world. Then the Lewis drivers went on strike and pulled a sickie. But the next day everybody's talking about some dude called Bad Hickey. He came on my television in a hotel room he sat. I'd love to go to that trial, but I don't have tickets to that. Then something happened that made grown men cry. Robbie Henshaw went over for a try. And so in Chicago it was revealed that far away in Soldier Field, we managed to beat the greatest rugby team in the world. I'm sick of Zika and Russian hackers. I wish they'd go away. I'm sick of the mannequin challenge and Danny Healy Ray. The world has lost its marbles, it's really out of whack. I didn't think it could get any worse than Birdie came back. That was the story of 2016, the shittiest year that there ever has been. Now we wait with trepidation for the big inauguration of the man that's gonna be the leader of the world.
Late night and laid back with Leo.
Good evening, you're listening to Leo Live. Catch me on the Twitter at laidbackleo, Instagram Leo V, Snapchat the Varadkinator, or Facebook Live stream me. Text me. Oh yeah, and I'm on the radio. This is for Willie down in Limerick, tearing his hair out, hot and bothered. Hey Willie, you need to
how many more followers so far?
Love and affection from the Department of Social Protection. Leo.
Yeah, I'm loving that tune. Bruno Mars, that's 24 Karat Magic. This is Leo Live. Lots of love out there. Keep it coming. Lots of gig news this week. We're joined, as usual, by the man with the goss, Pascal Donoghue. What's the news, Pascal?
Well, take me down to the Paradise City, Leo, because it's all about Guns N' Roses this week.
May 27, 2017, I'm all over it.
All roads lead to Slane Castle, Leo, Axel, Duff, Dizzy Reed, Melissa Reese, and Slash. And I know you love a bit of Slash.
Only when it comes to disability benefit, Pascal.
Wah, wah, wah. 100 million records sold.
Wow.
It's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. We're going to be bopping by the bine, and it's going to be just epic.
Okay, what other gigs are you heading to this weekend?
I'm heading to Ryan Sheridan, Leo. I'm Spirit Store Dundalk.
You absolutely love Ryan Sheridan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got a hole in my pocket and a hole in my pocket. I love that stuff. I love Ryan. He's like Christy Moore on speed.
Yeah, thanks, Pascal. Okay, over to sport now with Shane Ross. Shane?
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers says he'd love to remain at Celtic.
Celtic, isn't it?
Yeah, for at least another 3 years. Jim Gavin, the Dublin football TO.
Banishtor.
Yeah. They've already started fully training for next year's event. And in racing, Ronnie O'Sullivan is 4 under par after round 2 of the Brazilian Grand Prix. That's it. That's the sport.
Okay, thanks, Shane. It's time for Leo's kickstart. Who have we got on the line?
It's Enda in Mayo, Leo.
Yeah, hi, Enda. Says here you're... you've been in the same place of work for 41 years.
That is correct.
You must be thinking of winding down at this stage.
Oh, no. I'm only getting started, Leo. That's why my kickstart, Leo, is The Only Way Is Up. Push that button, Leo. Sorry, that's not yet.
Sorry, caller. I don't know how that happened. It just randomly came up there. Sorry.
He's actually joining us this morning on the line. Arson.
Hello.
Arson.
No, not Arson. No.
I was just checking that the line was clear.
Okay.
Yes. Arson, you wanted to make a statement.
Well, yes. Yeah. I think it is maybe this time to address the elephant in the room.
Okay, yes.
The writing is on the wall.
Good. Well, thank you. Yeah,
and it has been going on way too long now, in my opinion.
A lot of people have been saying that.
Yeah. I think for me, it is time to finally say, I think Ender Kenny should step down.
That elephant
really
in the room.
So.
I see.
I really think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Arsene, I've actually got Enda's on the other line there.
Good morning, Ian.
Enda, how are you doing? I know we've got direct access to you anytime we want, so
that's
it's great
right.
that you picked up so quickly there. Enda.
Yes.
What?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation, I know, and it must be said that recent weeks have proved to be a tipping point. There's no question about that. So, yes. I would say now the time is right for Arsene Wenger to step down.
Or you know what you could do?
What?
You could swap.
Right.
Arsene, would you go Taoiseach?
Well, yes, maybe, yes. I mean, you wouldn't win anything, but your position in Europe would be safe, and you'd certainly make plenty of money.
Enda, what about you managing Arsenal? That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if they're okay with not winning the league for 52 years. Can I bring Michael Noonan with me?
Yeah, exactly. See you,
lads. On the bench.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, Paul, all ready to go.
Right, lads. This isn't going to be any ordinary audiobook. This is Paul O'Connell's autobiography audiobook. We're going to get stuck in, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the only way the listeners and readers are going to feel the pain of every tackle is if we feel the pain.
Yeah. Pain? I like the sound of this.
Shut up, Quinny.
Okay.
Right, we're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start at Chapter 3, Lions Tour of New Zealand in 2005.
We were about to take the pitch against the greatest team in the world, the All Blacks. In the dressing room, immediately before the game, Brian spoke to us.
Okay, guys, let's go and give them hell.
Classic Draco. As inspirational as ever. Rog?
Is he being sarcastic?
Brian was captain of Ireland, captain of the Lions, but also captain of the glorious and wonderful Leinster team that were beginning to overshadow Munster.
Well done, Rog.
But crucially, he was also the greatest player in the world. Blessed with finesse.
Brian.
A sleight of hand.
Brian.
And scintillating pace. Which,
Brian!
Yeah?
That's not in the book.
Sorry.
Right. But 1 minute into the match, the nightmare happened. Brian went into a ruck when suddenly two All Blacks, Kevin Mialamu and Tana Umaga, appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah. All right,
Draco. How's it going, Draco? What are these guys doing here, Paul? Here
they picked Brian up by his legs.
Here we go, Brian.
What's going on?
Turned Brian upside down and drove him head first into the ground.
It's real pain.
The spear tackle that would never be forgotten. Take him away, lads.
Okay, chapter 11, Big Macs and Leprechauns. Away you go, Paul.
After losing to Wales in the World Cup quarter-final, I was lying in bed at 2 a.m. I could do one of two things. Option one, stay in bed and try and forget. Option two, get hammered. I went for option two. Text from Rog.
Come on down, Pauly. We're in Cully's bar.
Me and Rog got stuck into the pints.
Pauly, do I have to...
Do it, Rog. Drink the pint. Okay. 2:50 a.m. The Four Kings pub. We're joined by Johnny Sexton. Sexy.
Yeah.
For more pints.
I actually prefer Heineken.
Shut up, Sexy.
Okay, sorry.
5:30 a.m. Rog, Sexy and me meet a man from Drogheda dressed as a leprechaun.
All right, boys. How's about you?
The leprechaun orders more drinks.
3 jemmies and a pint of half. They ask over.
Oh, Jesus, Paulie.
I don't like whiskey, Paul.
Shut up and drink. 10:30 a.m. 20 quid big breakfast. Sausages, eggs, bacon, black pudding, the works. Get it into ye. 2 p.m. More drink. Back to the hotel. More beers with Mam and Dad.
Good luck to you, Paul.
Daddy.
Your good health, Paul.
Mam. 5 p.m. Establishment bar. More pints with Rog.
Oh, I'm stoshes, Pauly.
Push through, Rog. 2:15 a.m. McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Eat it. 2:50 a.m. Electric Avenue bar. Bump into Earlsey.
All right, bye.
It's 80s music night, and I love 80s music, but Earlsey wants to go home.
All right, let's go home.
But I insist. More pints.
No, no,
then I can't remember anything.
Thank Jesus for that.
Okay, final chapter, chapter 15, Hamstrung.
It's the World Cup 2015, and we're putting France to the sword. Michael Corcoran is on the radio, doing his thing.
What a performance by Ireland, particularly the Munster lads, the Leinster lads, the usual story. Meh, you know yourself, Paul O'Connell, he's been amazing.
It's coming up to half time, and I go into a ruck. Make a ruck around me, lads. No! I tried to get out of the ruck, but somehow my leg gets stuck. Hold my legs, lads. This is my autobiography. Hold my legs. I tried to pull my leg out of the ruck, and then the hamstring goes. I can feel it coming free of the bone. The paramedics are called. Oxygen mask on.
Okay.
I give the thumbs up,
but
I'm wheeled out of the stadium.
Paul,
the
Paul,
Jesus,
Paul,
Jesus Christ. Serious pain.
And we are still waiting for the arrival of the president-elect. Where he'll come from, we're not quite sure.
He's unpredictable.
Keeping us guessing.
Here's something now.
And here's something now.
Okay.
Coming from the skies, it appears it's a red hot air balloon. With a golden colored basket attached, containing, yes, it's Mr. Trump.
Let's make America great again, folks.
Hashtag basket of deplorable, already trending on Twitter, Jack.
Balloon now alights on the podium.
It is now time for the oath of office. Everyone, please rise.
Hey, why aren't they rising?
Sorry?
Them, the whole front row.
Mr. Trump, that's because they're in
Okay, sorry. Hey, that's okay. Hello? Don't get up.
Mr. Trump.
You do not need to.
Mr. Trump, they're not hearing impaired. They're just in...
Okay, let's do this.
Please raise your right hand.
Okay.
Can you raise your right hand?
There it is.
I can't see any hand.
You can't miss it. My hand is huge.
Well, I think that huge is a slight overstatement, Mr.
It's an above average size hand. Let's do this.
Repeat after me.
You should see my left hand.
I, Donald John Trump.
I, the Donald...
Do solemnly. Are you on Twitter?
These ratings are unbelievable. 62% share. Unbelievable.
Do solemnly swear.
I don't like swearing. It's rude.
Mr. Trump.
It's rude.
Mr. Trump.
It's rude, but just this time, okay. Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
By the way, nobody's more faithful than me. I'm the most faithful. You ask any of the beautiful women, mainly models, all top quality, by the way. So faithful, even when it was available, which was always so faithful.
That I will faithfully execute the office of president.
That I will faithfully execute all my failing enemies.
Excuse me?
Joke.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve.
Let me check with my lawyer. Sherry.
Yeah.
preservers okay?
Protect and defend.
Why is it all coming from my side?
Protect and defend.
Don't be rude. It's a two-way street.
The Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God.
I think God is overrated, personally. Terrible deity, but okay, just for today.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
The reality is now upon us. President Donald Trump will now deliver his inaugural address to the nation.
What a crowd. What a crowd. Beautiful crowd. So much love for all my supporters. Thank you. They're so loud. Thank you. They're the loudest supporters. I love you too. I love you. First of all, to all the people who tried to defeat me, they tried so hard. They tried so hard, but they couldn't defeat me. Where's Hillary? Where is she? Get the camera on her. Get her up there. You see, the camera doesn't do her any favors, folks. I won so big. So big. It's unbelievable. Didn't I, Hillary?
Bill? Yeah, honey? I think I'm gonna throw.
Oh, no! Oh, honey. Oh, not on my coat. Oh, how many times do I have to bring this thing to the dry cleaners?
So sad. So sad. I am going to be the best president, the king of jobs.
Dad.
No conflict of interest, by the way. It's going to be amazing.
Dad.
Sorry, what do you want, Don?
Can you sign this purchase order, please?
What's it for?
It's for the Taj Mahal.
Okay, there you go. Needs more gold, by the way. By the way, we're trending on Twitter, folks. Did you know that? We're trending. And we're going to be so fantastic. We're going to have so many partnerships. All the best people working with me to make America great again, including this guy. Get him on screen.
Ровно век назад Россия была вынуждена вступить в Первую мировую войну.
Mr. Putin is a fantastic guy, and hey, if I can't hack it, he will. Joke. Finally, a special moment deserves a special souvenir. That's why I'm delighted to announce today the release of a limited edition President Trump inauguration doll, which goes on sale at the unbelievable price of $19.95. It talks.
Fill the wall.
Get your rubber Donald, folks. High quality. High quality. Thanks. And God help the United States of America.
Mr. President, the nuclear code, sir.
Great. As my good friend Calvin Harris would say, this is what I came for. China. Bye-bye. Enjoy the entertainment, folks. It's top quality.
Please welcome Boys Life.
How are you, buddies? Before the impending apocalypse, myself and Brian McFadden would like to offer ourselves as a voice of healing in a deeply polarized society. Yeah. So here's flying without wings, buddies.
Yeah!
Concorda, it's the middle of May.
Yeah.
When is the Taoiseach now going to do the decent thing?
Taoiseach!
Concorda, there is an awful lot going on this week. Oh. And I would remind the deputy that there's the Eurovision Song Contest. It is important that I remain in situ until the Eurovision is over.
Why?
You've been waiting such a long time for me to go. But I'm still here. Boom, boom. What's another year?
Bishop, would you just go, please?
Just go, yeah.
What's another year for someone who's lost any credibility that he had?
Absolutely.
Oh, what's another year for someone who dances around like an embarrassing dad? I've been spoofing such a long time,
yes,
and giving ye a pain,
yes,
in,
yes,
every rear.
Yes, yes.
What's another year?
Deputy Leo Varadkar.
Yeah, yes, Count Corla. I do think we need some clarity on the matter, the Eurovision notwithstanding.
I'm moving as fast as I can, Deputy.
Well, you gotta speed it up.
Deputy Coveney.
Then you gotta slow it down.
Cause if you believe Finnegale can reach the top, you gotta just step down.
But soon you will find that the time has come for making your mind up.
Right, next order of business, please.
Count Corla, why isn't anybody talking about me being trapped in a car in Jobstown?
Oh, Deputy Burton, if you don't mind.
Why me? Oh, my Jesus. I looked at him and I asked the question. Why me? Oh, I keep on wondering.
Deputy Pascal Donoghue.
Count Carla, thank you. We're getting away from the substantive point here.
Yeah.
The issue at stake is that we have a Taoiseach in place.
Thank you, Pascal.
One of the greatest Taoiseachs ever.
Well, thank you, Pascal.
I'm personally going to be devastated when he steps down.
Easy now, Pascal.
So for the last time, hold me now.
Pascal.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
Don't say a word, just hold me now.
Stop squeezing me, Pascal.
And I will know that we're apart.
Pascal.
We'll always be together.
Pascal,
no, if you'll just allow me, forever in love.
Oh, Jesus, Pascal.
Taoiseach, what do you say when words are not enough?
Deputy Noonan.
Well, I think that whether he goes now or goes later, I think it's safe to say that over the years, the Taoiseach has done this state some service. I remember 202.
Sing it, Michael.
I was 60, you were 52. And most people agreed. We didn't have a clue.
Bertie was big and MacReady too. Borrowed money till we were black and blue.
And we hadn't a breeze.
Oh no.
About what lay in store.
We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore.
All of us know.
We were the rock and roll kids. Borrowed 200 billion quid. And talking all that shite on the radio. We really thought it would be fine. But that was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore.
Excellent, Deputy Noonan. Excellent, Taoiseach.
Count Carla, you forgot one.
What one, Deputy Burke?
I am the voice in the wind and the pouring rain. I am the voice that is trapped in a car.
But it is for the moment on Gift Grub. Here we go.
Sorry, is there a problem, officers?
Where are you after?
Afternoon.
I'm just going back to work, why?
Will you blow into that, please?
Why?
Just blow into this, please.
Look, what exactly is going on here, officer?
All units, yeah, we're on the scene now.
Sorry, is this amount of Gardaí really necessary?
Ready, lads?
Yeah. All units.
Yeah. It's kind of tough, it's kind of hard. Collecting breath tests, being a guard. Our boss is always looking down at us. So please blow into the apparatus. We'll take the tests, we want no trouble. We'll count them up and that number will double. Cause numbers, we like to inflate. We're the guards, we exaggerate. 1 million, 2 million,
whatever.
I can see there's a bit of discrepancy. Yeah, here's to me homies, big shout out. 1 million tests never carried out. This situation, I know it's tragic. But hey, these mathematics, man, they're magic. Never seen this stuff before. Didn't learn to sh** in temper.
Every breath we take,
yeah,
will probably be fake.
Come on, come
on. When we breathalyze, why do we tell lies when we're testing you?
All units, suspect apprehended.
It isn't cool, it's not really ethical. Oh, for the days I step out of the vehicle. Centre every morning, get a breakfast roll. Head home in the evening, watch Garda Patrol.
Yeah.
Now we're living in a different nation. Not just looking for license registration. Even if you do behave, tests you gave, it's a gas, we'll convict your ass.
Yeah.
I know it's crazy and it ain't clean. I suggest you talk to our boss Noreen. Cause nobody they could have predicted.
15,000 homies convicted.
Whatever Garda added that up, you're the man. Better at maths than Carol Vorderman. Might not have been a Buchal Donna. Don't mean shit to the Shia Khan.
Every breath we take will probably be fake. When we breathalyze, why do we tell lies when we're testing you?
All units, suspect apprehended.
All units.
Lovely jubbly. The story continues.
Kehi will tu a chalin.
Tommy, come on.
Agus tú féin?
Ceart galór. Cad is anam dit?
Anastasia Croke is anam dom. Agus tosa?
Christy Lea. Is misha entrepreneur in Longford.
Tá tú enigmatic.
Sia.
Tá tú intimidating.
Sia. Na bacleis. Tarlum. Feach.
Is a Christ.
Falcha godi ag siomra darag, Anastasia. An malat bregam.
Toys, sia. Nor a vime kid. Ceart Barbie, agus Sylvanian families, agus Bosco, marsh.
No. Time a kind fui bregam different. Difruil.
Ni higam.
No hassle. Time a dull goody woodies.
Woodies?
Woodies.
Came for?
Bregon. Fan no maid, on show.
On show?
On show.
But Christy, Mr. Leah, ni higam. Lacoon of day, Jesus. Toshi far very controlling. Och, righty, Marshin.
Ta me rash.
Vitu good topic.
Well, ta woodies next door, Marshin.
Sha, mar vitu nos na guiha.
Sha. Mar ta helicopter agum.
But Mr. Leah.
Shh, Cunis. Shh. A malat gaffer tape.
Is malum gaffer tape came for?
Grand. Tour them the cable ties there, Anastasia.
God, cable ties.
August no ropa.
Ropa? Fun no mate, stole the ball. The Gansey. Came for to taking off the Gansey.
Ta shete.
Oh. Ta absagot.
Ta octpack agum.
God, bewall that, Mr. Leah.
Scríb the anam an seo.
Cad é sin?
Sin é non-disclosure agreement.
Cad bawal at Mr. Leah.
Bawalum.
Cad.
Bawalum.
Cad.
Bawalum. Bawalum kaint. As gaelga.
Rai glad.
Couple.
Oh, sia.
Útroite.
Sia. Cianella.
Scrúdú banya.
Timpiste.
Timpiste múr. Tá bratbán snachta ar an talamh.
Oh, fucalala.
Fithe blian a díis. Go dí an múntóir.
Fucalala.
Tá madra ar an fuinóg. Iver a cúig.
Go for it.
Dili no dausa. Agus a níis an aimsir.
Sia.
Fiacla.
Sia.
Am wissin spear.
Dain defer.
Skamalach.
Oh, sia.
Tana gardi e corbosti.
Tolo crie gringa.